The official Texas Countdown.
Here's Chuck Taylor with this week's featured artist.
Chad Prather's hanging out with me in the studio this week on the official Texas Countdown. Chad, you host a show on Ride TV, among other things.
Yeah, Ride TV is a cable network that's distributed through Dish Network. It's based out of Fort Worth. The show I host on it is called It's My Backyard. It's a travel show that includes a lot of humor. And so I'm all over the country and from time to time, and we do that. And so I've got that show, and then we do a lot of live shows as well from a comedy standpoint. And I even have an opportunity to go out and do some motivational speaking with some humor and things. I don't know why anybody wants to listen to me, but it's weird. You know, on social media, I'm probably have around 1 million followers that are tuning in and listening to the stuff that I'm doing. And it used to be I was always looking for somebody to stand still or walk slow just to listen to me, and, you know, it was hard to get that to happen, and now all this stuff's kind of opened up and happened. It's pretty surreal.
I get messages every day now from women saying, Chad, can you tell us how to find a good man? Now, if you're going to send me a 4,000-word essay via private message on Facebook telling me about your past relationships and what went wrong and everything that you're looking for in the future, then, woman, you're reeking of desperation. You are a choking hazard, and you need to stop. If you are clingy, if you are needy, if you are constantly unsure in every relationship you've ever been in, you just need to stop, go buy a cat, and if you've already gotten more than two cats, then the singles virus lives inside of you. It's irrevocable, and there is no cure. I don't understand why it is you want a man anyway. Have you not met us? We burp, we fart, we pee on things we shouldn't in our favorite pastimes, or laying on the couch saying, huh, not listening with our hands down our pants, watching TV, holding on to our junk like it's going to run away. And you want that. Oh, but Chad, I can change him. The hell you say. Go change yourself first. People all the time say, Chad, do you not have any single friends you could introduce us to? Yes, I got a lot of them, but you're going to reject them. You know why? Because they are men. If you are overanalyzing everything, if you are a drama queen and you are constantly negative, then you need to take a look at yourself, because no relationship is going to work. Ask a friend. Maybe they'll be honest with you. Meanwhile, I'm going to pray for you. Love y'all. God bless. Facebook folks. I'm going to go read some comments now. This is going to be interesting.
Number 8.
I was than just the heat of the moment. And I know we were laughing, saying whatever happened, we can blame it on the wine when the sun comes up. If you're thinking it's because we were drinking, well, that don't mean that it don't mean much, cause it did, and it does.
Flipping from number 7 to number 8, that's Josh Abbott and Carly Pearce, Wasn't That Drunk. Our number 7 song does a flip-flop with that one. Up from number 8 to number 7, here's the Turnpike Troubadours with Mercury.
Lori laughs like she just don't care. Got a red bandana and a raven hair. Sitting in the corner at the Mercury. Cowboy killers in a plain white tee. And back and forth glasses and the sleeve tattoos. She's just another small town kid. I'm sure she's got a couple problems now, but she doesn't try to keep them hid. Her kind of loving is a little like a fist fight. Jimmy in that old Corvette, he looks like hell, but he ain't dead yet. Rough around the edges, but his clothes are clean. Hayseed dressed up like James Dean. And anyway, I play it well, I can't get into saying, but I think that him and Lori were a thing. Well, come now that I think about it, he don't say much of anything. Now do you wonder how we wound up here? I tell you, friend, that every now and then it's like a money game of cutthroat pool. Lloyd's talking just a little too sweet to me. Jimmy's in the next bar stool. Throwback punks and daytime drunks and PBRs and stouts. Lori's over by the jukebox now, dancing to the twist and shout. And Jimmy's storming out the front door. Lord, you'd think someone had died. I ain't going anywhere.
From their latest self-titled album, that's the Turnpike Troubadours with Mercury, up one to number 7. I'm Chuck Taylor. You're listening to the official Texas Countdown.
The official Texas Countdown.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Power Swabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is Ben Gordon with Power Swabs, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Power Swabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Power Swabs risk-free, call 1-800-906-2573. That's 1-800-906-2573. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-906-2573. That's 1-800-906-2573.